In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak that.
奉主是圣名在这里证道。
Tonight, I'd like to share with you a topic with a gain and a loss.
今天晚上我要跟大家分享的主题是得到的与失去的。
We can see sometimes losing is actually gaining.
我们可以看到，有时候其实看像是失去的，我们却是得到。
And sometimes actually the gaining is as losing.
但是有时候相反的，看似好像得到却是失去的。
So, but all the people's attitude is, we want to get something more and more.
但是每一个人的态度都是希望能够得到的越来越多。
I do not know how to play American chess.
我不知道怎么玩西洋棋。
But my kids, they know.
但是我的小孩知道。
But they're willing to offer me to teach me, but I don't like to use my brain, so I usually refuse.
他们曾经想要教我，但是因为我不太想要动头脑，所以我就没有跟他们学。
Because I don't have any interest.
因为我不太感兴趣。
But I can see the people when they play chess.
但是
those people who are very smart.
我可以看出这些在玩棋的。 棋子的人，他们是很聪明的人。
And also those who know how to play this game.
还有这些懂得玩这个游戏的人。
They're willing to lose some of the little ones.
他们愿意先牺牲那些比较小的棋子。
So they do not be afraid of losing actually.
而且他们不害怕去失去这些小的棋子。
So because of that, they can gain the big ones.
因为这样，他们就可以 赢到大的棋子。
Any people who are like naive about the playing the game, like such kind of chess, they only look at the even the little bitty one. They don't want to lose.
如果你看这些很天真的小孩子在玩棋子，那你可以看出来，其实他们虽然年纪很小，但是他们也不愿意输。
End up lose the whole game.
那 然后他们就最后就失去了这盘棋。
So we have to think about sometimes we losing, actually we gaining.
所以我们可以 知道有时候看起来好像我们输了，但是我们确实赢了。
Sometimes we gaining and losing and losing and gaining. This is actually what the Bible tells us.
所以在这个得到跟失去之间。 这个反反复复，那就像圣经里面教导我们的。During
the time of Jesus, all the disciples they want to climb up to be the top of their core disciples.
在耶稣的时代，他的门徒每一个人都想成为最大的。But
Jesus said, if you want to be high, then you climb down. Actually, not up but down.
但是，主耶稣却 对他们说，你们谁想要成为大的，就必成为最小的。If
you wanted to be a great, then you want to be the least one.
你如果想要成为 最大的那个人，那你事实上就是最小的。
So you can gain everything that way.
你可以得到所有的。Today,
because I'd like to share this topic because we know that our economy is not that good. Sometimes we have an experience of losing. So we can experience of sorrow and sometimes feel a lot of a struggle within our life.
在这个经济不是很景气的时候，我们每个人可以 都可以体会到一种 时机不是很好，那我们的 状况也不是很好。
So we can understand sometimes the little things lose, but we gain everything. Then we thank God.
但是我们可以 从这些我们失去的小东西当中来看到神，然后来感谢神。When
Jesus came to this world, he willing to offer his own life, so he died on the cross.
当耶稣来到这个世界上，他愿意舍去他自己的生命，所以他将自己钉在十字架上。Those
people do not know his intention. Those people do not know his the truth within behind. People mocking him and despised him.
那当时的人没有办法看到他 做这件事所要成就的动机，所以他 这些人就耻笑他。
But he understood that he lose himself his life, so he gained everything.
但是 主耶稣他知道，虽然他失去他自己，但是他却得到了一切。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
我们看约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12,
约翰福音十二章
23-25,
二十三节到二十五节。
John chapter 12 from verse 23. Philip came to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip came and they told Jesus. And Jesus answered them saying, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. And he who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal. And one more verse, 26.
26.
If anyone serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant also be. If anyone serve me, the Father will honor him. And Jesus is talking about glory.
这里主耶稣提到荣耀。
And verse 23 says that Jesus says the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
在二十三节，耶稣说，人子的荣耀的时候到了。
Actually, for the Son of Man to be glorified, which means he has to die on the cross and he crucified on the cross himself.
那人子要得荣耀，必须他自己要死在十字架上。
So when he loses his life on the cross, actually, the God can be glorified.
就是当他牺牲他自己的生命在十字架上的时候，那神的名才可以得到荣耀。
When he becomes a loser, actually, he become a victorious.
那看似他像是一个输的人，但是他却得到了。他却得胜了。
So he explained the verse 24, said, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
所以在二十四节他说，我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不若在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
I think this is a Christian spirit.
这就是我们基督徒应该有的精神。
If we have this truth, we can carve in our heart. We can follow this truth.Then God can be glorified.
如果我们能够灵修自己，让我们来追寻这个真理，那神的名就真的能够被荣耀。
So that we can our life, even we have only just one life, but because of one life to fall into the earth and die, it bears much fruit.
虽然我们只有一个生命，但是我们却可以在这个世界上能够结出更多的果实。
Sometimes in our life we have a lot of things we keep accumulate and we get a lot of things in our life.
有时候我们在这个世界上，我们一直在承受累积很多的事情。
End up what we collecting is all the things actually becomes a burdensome.
那这些事情一直加在我们的身上，就变成我们一个很重的负担。
Of course, at the beginning, we think this one can help us, this one can help us, so we keep collecting.
当然在刚开始的时候，我们觉得这个也许可以帮助我们，那个也许可以帮助我们，所以我们就不停的来收集这一些。
Many times, because when I go out the trip to out of town, then I trying to bring things to my luggage.
有时候我必须要出城的时候，我就会放一些东西到我的行李箱里面。
Many times I always think about what if this case, what if that case. I just said one pair, second pair, and third pair.
那我就常想说万一这个事情发生呢，所以我就要带这个。如果发生那个事情，那我必须要再把这个带上。
So even I prepare like toothpaste and then this one's, what if that one's.Towels. What if this case and that case end up? It can continue to build up.
即使是牙膏，我有时候也会想说，我要带这个还是带那个？那这个毛巾要不要带呢
？But throughout the many practical experience, I learned that about more than half of them actually I don't use it.
所以从实际的经验上面告诉我，其实很多事情我们是不需要的。
Only becomes a trouble because when you move around, you have to carry your luggage then.It becomes your burdensome.
最后这些多余的东西就变成你的负担，因为你必须要带着他们到处走。
So when I go out the trip, then I do not bring my laptop.
所以我 我出城的时候，我就尽量不带我的笔记型电脑。
So try do my best, cut away those things I don't use it.
我试着不带那些我可能不需要用到的东西。
So making always the luggage sizes everything within fit in there, even 1 week, 2 weeks.3 weeks doesn't matter. Just within that one luggage bag.
所以不管我会出去多久，一个礼拜、两个礼拜，或是三个礼拜，我都尽量带着那一个就是那一个行李箱。
Because it's burdensome.
因为它可以是一个重担。
Even that one luggage, even that I don't use all of them.
即使带了一个行李箱，我也不一定会用到里面所有的东西。
Especially where we live in the, we can say. End generation, we can tour to the ends.
在现在我们可以说我们是活在末世。
We know that Jesus' second coming is close to us.
我们知道主再来的日子近了。
I hope that we do not collecting things to so that we can make more burdens our Christian life.
所以我希望我们不要放太多事情在我们身上成我们的负担。
We can truly become a free ourselves.
所以我们真正能够释放自己，让我们的自由。
From the positions.
从我们的角色上面。
Sometimes I can see it as a husband and wife, it becomes our own position each other. Husband is your my position, wife you're my position, your mine.
有时候。妻子和
sometimes the wife trying to decorate the husband based on the way of wife style.
有时候太太会
Have you seen that? I have seen that.
会希望先生能够照着他的意思、他的想法来做事。
So the wife treat the husband as own possession. So decorate this way, decorate that way. Bring husband outside. The mall and buy this one. Oh, it's good for you. Oh no, I like it. Oh no, I don't like it. And then his own way to. Oh, this is good for you.
所以太太会带着先生去mall 里面买衣服，然后说，哎，这个穿在你身上很好看，这个放在家里会很好看。
Sometimes the other way too.
有时候是相反的。
Husband have a certain expectation to the wife.
做先生的对妻子有一定的要求。
Your wife say, "Do you like my outfit?" Husband say, "No, I don't like it."
太太问先生说：“你喜欢我的衣服吗？”先生说：“我不喜欢。”
So it once becomes the possession, then it becomes a burden, actually.
那当你开始这样子的时候，那成为我们的负担。
There's they cannot enjoy the true freedom.
那你就没有办法真正的享受自由。
Sometimes our children turn out to be our own possession.
有时候我们的孩子也会来扮演我们的角色。
So the parents have own way to lead all the children to the parents' way.
所以父母亲就常受到小孩子的影响来教导他们。
It doesn't matter the children like it or not.
不管小孩子喜欢或不喜欢。
So this is my way. This I'm your father. I'm your mother. So you have to follow my way.
我是你的父亲，我是你的母亲，所以你必须要听我的话。
We have to think about all this. Is that the right way, or we can raise our children? Is that the right relationship we can build with our own children?
我们想这是一个正确的方式来建立我们跟子女的关系吗？
The possessions sometimes we are not only the money but all the things around us.
那这个也不只是在我们的人际关系上，还有在我们周遭的事物上。
So we have to it comes from true freedom out of own burdens and this come from the true understanding.
所以要得到真正的自由，就必须要有能够真正的去明白。
If we have a true understanding of the gain and lose.
如果我们能够真正的去了解
we can,
失去跟得到的意义
Our life can be true, we can have an experience of true freedom.
我们的生命就能够真正去体会到真正的自由
We don't have to worry about what we have.
我们不需要去担心我们有什么
So we don't have to compare with other people.
所以我们不会去跟别人比较
Because my own life is own asset that God provide for me.
因为我有我的生命，我的生命是神赐给我的。
Enough my life to be satisfied, and also I can glorify God.
这些足够来满足我的生命，并且我能够荣耀神。
So sometimes losing and gain is not that much of the hurt our, you know, our heart.
所以，这个失去跟得到其实不应该来伤害到我们的心。
Because everything belongs to God.
因为每一件事情我们所拥有的都属于神。
So understanding is truly help us our life to be peaceful and also joyful.
所以如果我们能够这样理解，那我们可以得到真正的平安跟喜乐。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们看哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse from 26.
哥林多前书第一章二十六节。
For consider your calling, brethren, then there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. Chapter 1 verse 27. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong.And the base things of the world and the despised.
28节
God has chosen the things that are not, that he might nullify the things that are. That no man should boast before God, but by his doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us a wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 31.
31节
Just as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord.Well, this passage, because I'm sure because we have been looking this passage many times.
我相信我们每个人都看过这个经节很多次了。
And he mentioned that God chose instead of the mighty, instead of the noble, but the things that they are not such kind of such like a low class, which is foolish things.Which is the weak one from this world.
在这里神他没有拣选那些看似尊贵的、看似强壮的，而是去选择那些看似比较愚拙、比较卑贱的。
And the 28 said the base things of the world and the despised, God has chosen the things that are not, He might nullify the things that are.
在二十八节，神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的。
I hope because we can truly understand the intention that why Paul mentioned here.
所以我们要知道保罗为什么要在这里这样子讲。
If we understand everything came from God.
如果我们知道每一件事情都是从神而来的。
Every time we can say we thank to God.
每一件事情我们遇到我们都会感谢神。
Because we have something, we don't have to be boss ourselves.
因为即使我们真的有什么，但我们也不需要拿来夸口。
Because the things were taken out from us, we don't feel bad.
当这些东西从我们身上拿走的时候，我们不会觉得难过。
Because everything is belongs to God.
因为每一件事情我们所拥有的都是从神给我们
的。If you turn a few pages, First Corinthians chapter 3.
我们如果看哥林多前书第三章。
Verse 23.
二十三节。
And you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God.
23节，并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
And I hope like we can understand that everything that we have, we belongs to God.
所以希望我们能够了解每我们所拥有的一切都是属神的。
Let's look at the one of Romans chapter 14.
我们再看罗马书十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
罗马书十四章。
Verse 7 and 8.
第七节，第八节。
Romans chapter 14, verses 7 and 8.
罗马书十四章第七、第八节。
Not one of us live for himself, and not one die for himself. For if we live, we live for the Lord, or if we die, we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Here's the Paul mentioned that even our whole life is belong to God, so that we are the Lord's. And verse 8, the last portion says.
这里保罗提到，即使我们的生命都是属于神的，所以或死或活都是主的人。
We know the Job chapter 1 when he Job lost everything.
我们知道在约伯那里提到约伯书那里提到他失去了所有的东西。
Because Job understood everything is came from everything that he had is came from God.
但是约伯知道他所有的一切都是从神来的。
He understood that he came to this world with a naked.
他知道他是赤身的来到这个世上。
He understand he naked he shall return to there.
他知道他回到神那里的时候也是赤身的。
So even though such kind of moment he lost everything in his life.
所以即使在这个时候他失去了他生命里所有的一切。
Yet he do not complain to God.
然而他却没有向神抱怨。
But actually instead of he complained to God, actually he glorified God.
他不但没有向神抱怨，他还归荣耀给神。
So God later gave him a double portion of blessing.
所以神最后给他加倍的祝福。
Of course, we can see that he materially he received the double portions.
我们可以看出，他虽然得到了在物质上面加倍的祝福。
But that's just a small part actually.
但是那只是他的一个小部分而已。
But his life and his heart actually getting close to God.
他的心，他的生命都更加的接近神。
Because he experienced of the lost.
因为他经历过这样的失去的遭遇。
Because of that, he can look back his life.
他可以回头看他的生命。
And because of that, he can reflect himself.
因为这样，他可以反思他的人生。
His life turned out to be more pure than before.
他的心就比以前更加的纯净。
End up, his eyes can open. He can see God.
所以现在他的眼睛能够张开，能够看见神。
Because his understanding is deeper than before.
因为他对神的了解比之前更
深。Even though he lost everything, later he gained everything.
即使他看似好像失去了一切，但最后他却得到。
Apostle Paul, he willing to give up the what all he belongs in his life.
我们知道使徒保罗他愿意失去他这个世界上所有的一切。
Bible mentioned he lavished all the things that he has before.
圣经里面提到说他舍弃了他以前所有的一切。
Why? Because he wants to gain the Christ.
为什么？因为他愿意要得到基督。
We remember because when we have the handful about something within our hands.
我们知道，当我们手里抓满的东西。
Then we cannot get something above on the full handful, you know, above top of there.
那我们就没有能够拿到那个在手最上面的东西。
We have to when we give up, and then actually we can get more.
只有当我们能够放掉一些，那我们才能够去抓住更多。
Because Apostle Paul, he understood that he has before all the things. Actually, it's reasonable things. Actually, it makes it become a stepping stone, let his life to be successful in this world. Actually,
保罗他知道，他之前那些东西是能够让他在社会上得到成功的。
But he's willing to give up everything.
但是他愿意放弃这一切。
So this way he can truly gain the Christ in his life.
所以他能够真正的得到基督在他的生命当中。
I know because this now is a 2010. We have a lot of difficulties maybe.
我们在2010年也许会面对到很多的困难。
But actually, for us, it's a good experience actually.
但是对我们而言，可能是很好的经验。
Maybe many of you maybe experience of losing something.
也许我们经验到我们失去了很多的东西。
But because of this, if you gain a lot,
但是因为这些，我们却得到了更多。
Then our losing turn to be great blessing.
那这些失去也许会带给我们更大的祝福。
So this way we can have a spiritual blessing from God.
这样我们能够从神那里领受到属灵的祝福。
Matthew chapter 5:29 on the mention about the, if our eyes have causing of problems our salvation, then we can tear it out.
在马太福音五章十二节那里提到说，如果我们的眼睛使我们跌倒，那我们就将眼睛挖出来。
Things that bothers our spiritual life.
这些困扰着我们属灵生命的东西。
Jesus said, "Let it lose it out of your life."
主耶稣说要舍弃这些。
So that you can gain the most precious one in your life.
所以你能够在生命当中得到最宝贵的。
So what I can see here, that losing is not always is a bad thing.
所以我可以看到，其实失去并不是最最糟糕的事情。
Sometimes losing is helps us we gain.
有时候失去却能够帮助我们再去获得。
In Matthew chapter 19, there's a young man came to Jesus. How can I, how can I, what good things, good work do so they gain the eternal life?
在马太福音第九章那边有一个年轻人到耶稣面前说，我能够做什么让我能够得到永生？
We know he cannot follow Jesus later on.
我们知道他后来没有办法能够跟从主。
Because he doesn't want to lose.
因为他不愿意失去。
Even Jesus gave him a chance to gain a lot.
即使主耶稣给他机会让他能够得到更多。
Make his life to be perfect, even completed.
也许主耶稣能够 让他的生命得到完全，
but he has afraid to lose.
但是他害怕失去，
so he cannot gain.
所以他没有办法得到。
Now we hope that we truly can the understanding of this gain and losing.
所以我希望我们大家都能够真正的了解到，
it become a true blessing in our Christian life.
失去跟获得的意义，那这成为我们身为基督徒最重要的。
You look at the Deuteronomy chapter 17, Moses talked to his people.
我们看《生命记》第十七章，摩西跟他的选民说话。
Later, you may have a king in your country.
他说之后你们可以在你们的国度里面选一个王。
But when you have a king in your kingdom,
但是当在你们国度有一个王的时候
，do not the king shall not multiply horses for himself.
但是这个国王他却没有办法为自己加添马匹。
Let's look at the Deuteronomy chapter 17.
我们看《生命记》第十七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 16 and 17.
生命记十七章十六节十七节。
Moreover, he shall not multiply horses for himself.Nor shall he cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses. Since the Lord has said to you, you shall never again return that way. Neither shall he multiply wives for himself, let his heart turn away. Nor shall he greatly increase the silver and gold for himself. Verse here, 16, 17, that Moses warning to the Israelites, that later on when you have a king,Do not let his king to multiply the horses for king.
在这里，摩西告诉他的百姓说：“当你们从中选出一个王的时候，这个王不可以为自己加添马匹。”
If you are the king, if I am the king, I need a lot of horses.
如果我是王，我就会想要有很多的马匹。
Horses is a very is a moving force of army force.
这个马匹可以是可以增强。军队的一个力量。
The more you have, that you can have more power and authority of your kingdom.
那越多马匹，你就可以让你的国度更加的强壮。
But here says a king shall not multiply horses for himself.
但是这里说，王不可为自己加添马匹。
Because it caused the people turn around to not to God but that to themselves.
因为这个不会让他百姓 转向神，而是转向他们自己。
Do not increase the silver and gold for himself.
所以他也不可以替自己加添金银。
Of course, because nowadays you shall not multiply wives anyways, so that do not increase silver and gold.
那他们也不可以为自己多立妃嫔。
But this is they have a one important message.
这里告诉我们一个很重要的讯息。
If you do not emphasize your life to gain, but for God, then God will gain for you for everything God will provide for you.
如果你不为自己的在生命当中的得到来努力的话，那神事实上他会自己将你加添更多你所需要的。
Many times we're trying to find out something to rely on that.
很多时候我们会试着想要去找到我们可以依靠的东西。
Sometimes a job, sometimes a money, sometimes a knowledge, many things.
有的时候是工作，是金钱，是我们的知识。
But God says we can be free from that.
但是神告诉我们说，我们可以从当中。
So that you truly can rely on God.
解放出来，那我们才能够真正的去依靠神。
We know in this world there's a lot of temptation.
我们知道现在有很多的试探引诱。
Sometimes we have a lot of things that there's a temptation comes.
很多时候很多事情都是我们都会给我们很大的诱惑。
At the same time, we lose something so that we get the temptation also coming to us too.
有时候我们失去的东西，那这些 试探引诱也会来找上我们。
But the scary moment is sometimes we gain a lot of things and we losing God.
但是最恐怖的一件事情就是，当我们看似好像得到了所有东西，但是我们却失去了神。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们看生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 from verse 12.
生命记第八章十二节。
Chapter 8 verse from 12. At least when you have eaten and satisfied, have built good houses and lived in them, and when you herd and your flocks multiply, and your silver and gold multiply, all that you have multiplies, that your heart become proud.And you forget the Lord your God who brought you out from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. He leads you through the great and terrible the wilderness with its fiery serpents and the scorpions and the thirsty ground where there was no water. He brought water for you out of the rock of flint. In the wilderness he fed you manna, which your father did not know.That he might humble you and he might test you to do good for you in the end. So here the Moses, he worried to his people when the people took over the land and then they built their life, their house and the life is prosper whenever they increase the gold and silver in their life and then they forget about God.
在这里，摩西他担心他的百姓，当他们到那个应许之地，他们有了自己的房屋，有了东西可以吃，那他们过着非常丰富的生活，他们就会忘记了神。
Then the gaining, all the gaining, turn out to be lost. Then,
那当他们所有得到的都成为了失去。
So there's a both of it in our life have a temptation.
所以我们的生命当中都有引诱试探。
We have to overcome the temptation.
我们要能够去克服这些试探。
If you look at the Ten Commandments,
如果我们看十诫
from the Sixth Commandment, all talking about our greedy heart.
从第六个诫命开始，都是在提到我们的贪心。
The many times the source of sin is come from our greedy heart.
很多时候我们的罪的来源就是我们心里是贪心的。
David failed because out of his greedy heart.
我们知道大卫他会跌倒是因为他的贪心。
We know that Solomon's life also.
我们知道所罗门王也是一样。
He multiplied his wives.
他有许多的嫔妃。
And then it turned out to be a stumbling block later on.
那之后他也就这样跌倒。
It came from the greedy heart.
他就是因为他有贪心。
I think 2010 is the perfect time, perfect year we can look back our life.
所以在这个时候，2010年，我们可以回头来看我们的人生。
Sometimes we have to look at ourselves.
有时候我们必须要看一看自己。
Maybe because I believe in God, I have believed in God about 10 years.
也许我信主已经有十年了。
It seems like I'm praying, I read the Bible, so it seems like our life is very, very good, it feels like.
看起来我有读经，我有祷告，看起来我的生活过得很好。
But yet, maybe our heart is some distance from God, maybe.
但是也许我们的心跟神是有距离的。
Maybe because we're seeking something more than what we need.
也许我们是在因为追求比我们所需要更多的东西。
Or something that like either idols within our heart, something we supposed not to priority, put priority in our life.
也许我们心中有我们自己的偶像，那这些偶像已经超越了神在我们心中的地位。
It's important that we can truly we can build our faith based on our Lord Jesus Christ alone.
所以很重要的是我们能够加添自己的信心，那就是抓住主耶稣基督。
Do you look at the Genesis chapter 20 to God test Abraham?
我们如果看创世纪第二十章，神他在试炼亚伯拉罕。
You offer your only son to make a burnt offering to where I show you the go to the mountain make a burnt offering.
神对亚伯拉罕说：“你到山上去，将你的独生子献祭给神。”
God testing to let him to lose what the most precious one in his life.
神试炼他，要他将他生命中最宝贵的，将他牺牲。
And Abraham said he willing to offer even the God promised him that so this son Isaac in his hands now he willing to offer to God.
在这个时候，其实，神还要将他最最宝贵的独生子能够献上，他也愿意为神牺牲。
Because of that, God blessed him.
因为这样，神就大大的祝福他。
But the other round is sometimes some people because they do not follow God's way, God testing them also.
那我们也看到有些人没有跟从神的道路，那神也试验他们。
Israelites, they are also testing by God.
以色列人他们也被神所试炼。
Let's turn to Judges.
我们看
Judges chapter 2.
我们看士师记第二章。
Judges chapter 2, verse 22 and 23.
士师记第二章二十二节二十三节。
In order to test Israel by them, whether they will keep the way of the Lord to walk in it and their fathers that did or not. So the Lord allowed this nation to remain, not driving them out quickly, and he did not give them into the hands of Joshua. And he mentioned that because these people do not listen to the God's voice.
这里提到以色列人，他们并没有遵守神的话语。
That's what the verse 20 and 21 mentioned that because they do not listen to the Lord's voice.
就是在二十节二十一节那里提到说，这民不听从我吩咐他们的话。
So God determined to do not let these people drive them out of the land.
所以神就决定说，我必不再从他们面前赶出。
Because God wants to test them their heart.
因为神要试炼他们的心。
Now this is the kind of negative case.
这种比较反面的例子。
I mentioned about the Genesis chapter 2, chapter 22 is a positive case.
我们刚刚提到，在创世纪那边二十二章提到是比较正面的例子。
And this is a negative case.
那这是一个比较反面的
例子。Yeah, both of them, God testing them to see they truly love God, so God wants to bless them.
但是我们可以看到，共同点就是神要试炼他们，看他们能不能够
Maybe because of our direction so far, we're seeking for our own, so somehow we face some kind of difficulties, maybe.
也许我们在我们的生命当中，现在正遇到一些困难。
Maybe you are under the condition of very suffering.
也许你正在受苦。
Maybe some of you, because you haven't done anything wrong.
也许你们当中没有人，有人并没有做错什么事情。
So you can see your life, why things happen to me.
所以你会说，为什么这些事情会发生在我身上？
But both of the case.
那不管是哪一种情
况 Maybe God testing us through losing something out of our life.
也许神是在试炼我们，让我们从生命中失去一些东西。
We continue to love God.
但是如果我们能够继续的爱神
We continue to stick to the commandment of God.
我们能够继续遵守神的诫命
Then we've passed the test.
然后我们能够通过这个试炼
God will recover everything what we have actually.
那神就会将我们所有的再还给再赐给我们
His intention is to give us hope.
他的意图是要赐给我们盼望
give us a future and happiness.
赐给我们未来，赐给我们喜乐。
And sometimes we feel that it's hard to holding this kind of stress and pressure.
有时候我们会觉得要忍受这样子的压力是很困难的。
But remember, God is a true God, and He knows our weakness.
但是让我们记得神他是信实的神他知道我们的软弱
He knows our burden, how much we can holding the burden
他知道我们能够忍受多少
He can help us truly holding our life
他能够真正帮助我们帮助我们的生命
Either case we do not be despised this, disappointed ourselves
所以不管怎么样我们都不要让自己失望
God is a true love
神是真正的爱。
His destiny bring us the salvation.
他的目的就是要将我们带向永生。
His intention bring us the true salvation and the true joy within our life.
他的目的就是要将我们带向真正的永生，并且带给我们真正的生命。
Hebrews chapter 2.
我们看希伯来书第二章。
Chapter 2 verse 18.
希伯来书第二章十八节。
Chapter 2 verse 18.
第二章十八节。
For since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to the edge to those who are tempted. Chapter 2, verse 18.
希伯来书第二章十八节。
And he says he himself was tempted.
这里提到说他自己既然被试探而受苦。
We know that Jesus himself have gone through the temptation.
我们知道主耶稣基督他亲自来经历过试探。
Verse 18 and which he has suffered.
十八节这边提到说他自己亲自被受试探。
He had experience already.
因为他曾经体验过。
So he knows what is our problem is.
所以他知道我们的困难在哪里。
He understands what is the kind of temptation we have gone through.
他知道我们所面对的试探是什么。
So under this kind of temptation and suffering and difficulties, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted.
所以在因为他自己经历过这个试探而受苦，那他就能够来搭救这样子的人。
I hope the brothers and sisters, we can, whenever your situation is a difficulties and trouble and suffering.
所以弟兄姐妹，其实我们现在遇到困难，我们遇到挑战。
Don't think that you are losing something.
不要认为你是在失去。
It can be gaining a great gaining out of that.
你可以 从中得到很大的收获。
And also, when you're under such difficulties and trouble and problems, you're holding God.
并且当你在经历这些困难挑战的时候，你能够紧紧的抓住神。
And this verse promises that He will help us.
主耶稣他应许我们，他会帮助我们。
And let us overcome it.
所以让我们来克服这个困难。
Because our God is good.
因为我们的神是
灵的 We actually belongs to him.
我们是属于神的
He will take care of our life.
他一定会照顾我们
Don't be too trouble yourself, but come to God.
不要让你自己受到折磨要来到神的面前
Let's sing him.
我们一起唱诗
402
首
We can ask ourselves.
我们可以问自己。
We can say, do you really love your God?
我们可以问自己说，你真正爱你的神吗？
And your heart says, yes, I love my God.
如果你的心说，是的，我爱我的神。
Then actually we gain everything.
那事实上你就可以获得所有的。
We have to understand the things we can see is very temporary things.
我们所看得见的事情都是很短暂的。
The things we cannot see is everlasting.
这些我们看不到的东西才是才是永久的。
And John chapter 14, Jesus promised to us, I will go there to prepare the mansion, I'll be back.
在约翰福音十四章那边提到说，主耶稣说，我会到天国里面为你们预备家乡。
We can holding his promise.
所以我们能够握住他的应许。
As long as our hearts say, I love you.
其实只要我们的心能够向神说，我爱你。
The God is ours.
那神就是我们的。
Then we are truly the blessed one because we gain everything.
那我们就可以成为那个真正受祝福的人，因为我们可以得到一切。
But the other way is quite sorrowful, quite scary.
但是另一个方面来看就是非常可怜的。
You gain everything in this world.
你看是得到了这世界上所有的东西。
But you lose your life.
但是你却失去你的生命。
Then actually you're losing everything that moment.
那事实上你就是失去了所有的一切。
I hope that we truly gain our Lord Jesus Christ within our life.
所以我希望我们每个人都能够真正的获得神到
我们的生命当中。No matter the moments we lose everything, yet we gain everything, then we thank God.
其实我们看似失去了所有的东西，但是我们能够在那个时候感谢神。
I hear the prayer request. Please pray for the Jeremy's father.
请为 Jeremy 的父亲代祷。
And the stroke, you say?
他中风。
And then pray for the sister Tanya Yu's recovery.
请也继续为Tanya 姐妹的复原祷告。
We can pray about 15 minutes.
我们一起祷告十五分钟。
Let's all kneel and pray together.
一起跪下来祷告。